Starting Saturday, across Metro Milwaukee, the annual Blitz begins. It is 15 days of teams constructing urban gardens. The motto is, move grass, grow food. Several hundred volunteers hope to assemble more than 400 gardens, most in people's yards. We check in on the program coordinated by the Victory Garden Initiative, or VGI. It's entering its seventh growing season. A year ago, Hillary Hornbeck's small backyard in Shorewood swarmed with volunteers. Some carried plywood, others drilled and assembled a 4x8 raised garden bed. Later, a crew filled it with organic soil. Hornbeck had recently learned about the Victory Garden Blitz.
I don't have a very green thumb myself, so this may be a learning curve. She and I are going to learn together.
She is Hornbeck's then 3-year-old daughter. She wore her special blue dancing gown for the occasion.
This one's a fan of cucumber. So we have some cucumber that we started from seed and some tomatoes, and we'll probably go get a couple larger plants to get a head start.
The Blitz team that showed up included a new volunteer, Bria Stevenson.
I was at the bar last night and someone mentioned it, and I was like, sure, I can get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm feeling a little rough today, but very happy to be outside doing something like this. So we were at Bayview, back on the northwest side. Now we're out this way. So yeah, it's been a busy four hours, I guess, so to speak.
You're bringing food. You hungry? She's buying a bunch of sandwiches.
Back at Blitz headquarters, Dave Deegan is looking for a little lunch after he spent the morning hauling soil. He's part of a volunteer crew from Case Construction in Racine.
I did lumber last week and built 20 beds. And then, yeah, this week, brought my truck and trailer and dragged it around Milwaukee for a while. And, hey, we got it done. We had a good team. And
Martha Mainland doesn't feel any urge to raise vegetables, but she answered her church's call for Blitz volunteers. Mainland is driving a friend's bright yellow truck, brimming with rich soil.
Yeah, we were here at 8:30. And because I have a truck, it's a valuable thing, so I'll stay the day.
She says I can follow to their next stop on North 23rd Street, but with a caveat.
Yes. You must be careful, though. I've had a reputation of dropping wheelbarrows.
Got the shovel?
Everyone arrives unscathed, including Shorewood High School students ready with shovels and young backs. Back for their second year, classmates Haley Lipozovic and Trisha Nelson say it's an experience they'll never forget.
Not as much today since we've been kind of sticking to one general area of Milwaukee, but last year we went to all different areas, and so some of them were nicer, some of them weren't. So it was cool to see and talk to all the people from all over and just like see them making an effort with the Victory Gardens.
I think it's cool how many different kinds of people are like want one and have them all over Milwaukee. I think that's awesome.
Starting this Saturday, organizers are expecting another bumper crop of volunteers. As for last year's Shorewood novice, how did Hillary Hornbeck's garden fare? She admits her harvest was small.
We had a few snacks, but essentially the rabbits, we fed our pet rabbits.
Those pet rabbits are what Hornbeck's daughter calls the bunnies that rule the neighborhood. Yet mother and daughter are preparing for another go of it.
What's going in this year?
I don't know for sure, but definitely cucumbers, that's her request. And I think this year we're going to look up and find out what not to plant to attract rabbits.
The Hornbecks have done some preliminary prep work. Pink tomato hoops, her daughter's favorite color, are plunked in the soil, and a dainty sprinkling can awaits its call for service. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.